നരയണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേത് നഷ്ടപയേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭഗവത സേവയ ഭഗവത്യുത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തി ഭവതി നഷ്ടികേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം അജ്ഞാനാതിമിരന്ദസ്യ ജ്ഞാനാഞ്ജനശലാകയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം യേന തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലേ സ്വയം രൂപ കദാ മഹ്യം ദദതി സ്വാപദന്തികം വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു ശ്രീയുതപരകമലം ശ്രീഗുരുന് വൈഷ്ണവം ശ്രീരൂപം സഗ്രജഠം സഹഗണ രഘുനാഥാൻവിതം തം സജീവം സദ്വൈതം സവദൂതം പരിജന സഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദം സഹഗണ ലളിത ശ്രീവിശാഖാൻവിതം ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണസിന്ധു ദീനബന്ധു ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപീശ ഗോപികാന്തരാധാകാന്തനമസ്തുതേ തപ്തകാഞ്ചന ഗൗരംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദവനേശ്വരി വിശ്വാനസുതദേവീ പ്രണമാമി ഹരേ പ്രിയ ബന്ധുകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസന്ധുവ്യൈവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവ്യോ നമോ നമഃ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദധര ശ്രീവസാരി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഗ്രതര ശ്രീമദ് ഭഗവതം കീ ജയ്. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3. Rishabhdev's appearance, text number 10.
Atayameva varuhi atatamayarhi. Bari. Bari hi si rajasi varandarsabho. Pavan nijam purushe kshana visayasit. Atayam eva varuhyat hatamayarhi. Bari si rajase paratara sabho. Pavan nijam purushe kshana visayasit. Atayam eva varuya hatamayarhi. Parhisi Rajase Varadhar Sabo Bhavan Nijam Purushekshana Vishayasit
Atta, then, I am this, Eva, certainly, Vara, benediction, he, indeed, Arhat Tama, O most worshipable of the worshipable, Yarhi, because by his see in the sacrifice Rajarise of King Nabi Varadha Resaba, the base of the benefactors, Bhavan, your lordship, Nija Purusha of your devotees, Ikshana Vishaya, the object of the sight, as it has become. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Lesi Bhaktivinanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. O most worshipable of all, you are the base of all benefactors, and your appearance at Saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because you have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Please repeat the translation. O most worshipable of all, you are the best of all benefactors, and your appearance at Saintly King Nabi's sacrificial arena is meant for our benediction. Because we have been seen by us, you have bestowed upon us the most valuable benediction. Purport. Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 29, Krishna says, Samaham Sarva Bhuteshu. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me,
and I'm also a friend to him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. Everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own work, and the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired result. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya sadunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanartaya sababami juge juge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Thus, Krishna's appearance is for the deliverance and satisfaction of his devotees. Actually, he does not advent himself simply to kill the demons, for that can be done by his agent. Lord Vishnu's appearance at the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi was just to please the king and his assistant. Otherwise, there was no reason for his being present there. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of text 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, titled Rishabhdev's Appearance. Hare Krishna. Recognizing my uncles, so we want to offer our respectful obeisances to all of you and to all the present devotees. So Prabhupada started the purport from this Nija Purusha Ikshana Vishaya, and he quoted this Bhagavad Gita chapter 9 text 29, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Lord Krishna is equal to everyone, equal, no partiality. It is natural for a father to be equal to all the children, because he is their maintainer. So Krishna being equal to all living entities, this is natural function. Krishna is equal to all living entities, his devotees who are faithfully serving him, he takes care. The deviants who are not respectful to his orders, Krishna also takes care of everyone. In this way, he maintains all living entities. Krishna is the same person who gives intelligence to the demons to perpetrate their evils. He gives intelligence even to rogues, to thieves. The same person who gives intelligence. He gives intelligence to his devotees how to serve him. Therefore, he is equal to everyone. But in this verse, Krishna said, those who worship me with devotion, I show them special favor. Krishna takes special interest for his devotees. Even though he is equal to everyone, he has special interest for his devotees. For his devotees, Krishna personally takes charge of them. In the ninth canto, he told Dhruvasamuni, "My dear Dhruvasamuni, I don't have my independence. I am described in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Krishna is described as Ishwar, and the supreme independent person. Supreme independent person. But Krishna told Dhruvasamuni, I don't have my independence. My independence has been given to my devotees. Although I am the supreme independent person and act independently, my independence has been given to my devotees. My devotees control me. I don't have my independence. So you offended my devotee. I cannot help you. I don't have the power to help you. My devotees only can help you. So if you need help, go back to my devotee, Ambarish Maharaj. It's special. The quality that devotees have. But why devotees have this special quality that Krishna has donated his independence to his devotees? He doesn't have his independence. His independence is given to his devotees. Why? What has made Krishna to do this? What is so special in devotees that the Supreme Lord has to give his independence to them? Krishna is controlled by his devotees, the supreme controller who controls everyone, everything becomes controlled by his devotees. What is that special thing in the devotee that is making Krishna to be so affectionate to his devotee that he giving himself to be controlled by his devotees? It is not so wonderful a situation to be controlled by somebody. It is a wonderful situation. Therefore, everyone in this world wants to be the controller. We don't want to be controlled, but we want to control others. But here, Krishna is donating his controlling nature to his devotees. Why? In this material world, we do things with interest. Everything we do in this material world, we do it with some interest. Pure devotees do things without interest. They don't have their personal interest. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami said that they are the perfect renunciate. Perfect renunciation means that we engage everything in the service of Krishna without our personal interest. That is perfect and complete renunciation. That attracts Krishna. Without our personal interest. Devotees have no interest for all the activities. Their only purpose is to give satisfaction to Krishna, to please Krishna. They want to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead is enjoying. That is their interest. Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna promised, as you surrender, as they surrender, I reward accordingly. But devotees surrender to Krishna without expectation. Therefore, Krishna has nothing to reward his devotees. To liquidate the debt, he gives himself to his devotees. The debt Krishna owes for his devotees. He has nothing to give to his devotees. Devotees are serving him without asking for anything. Asking for a benediction, devotees have no benediction to ask from Krishna. So Krishna became a debtor. To pay the debts, Krishna gives himself. He donated himself to his devotees. Therefore, the devotees are cared for directly by Krishna. Non-devotees are taken care of by Durga.
The devotees are directly taken care of by Krishna.
So, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I'm also a friend to him.
That is Krishna's nature.
The supreme personality of Godhead is equal to everyone. In that sense, he has no enemies and no friends. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna told Jarasandha, I am your eternal enemy. That's Krishna introduced himself. I am your eternal enemy. He is teaching everyone not to be inimical towards anyone or not to have enemy, but he introduced himself as the enemy of Jarasandha. I am your eternal enemy, not just a temporal enemy, eternal enemy. But Jarasandha said, hey, yes, you can be my eternal enemy, but you have no qualification to fight with me. You don't have qualification. Nobody knows where you come from, so I can't fight with you. Arjun, you are too junior. You are a small boy to me. I cannot fight with you. Bhim, okay. Yes. Yes, we are equal. So let us fight. So they fought. An enemy. Because they had to fight for a long time. Krishna describes himself as an eternal enemy. Because Jarasandha has a deep-rooted enmity towards Krishna. So Krishna appreciated his nature and accepted that, yes, actually, I'm your eternal enemy. Because we fought for many times. And you still want to fight with me. But who gives the strength to Jarasandha to fight with Krishna? It's Krishna. Therefore, he's equal to everyone. He's equal. And because Krishna loves him, he allowed him to fight with him for something, because Krishna likes to fight. He enjoys fighting. So he empowered Jarasandha to give him fight. They fought. He wants to fight. Ordinary person cannot fight with Krishna. So Krishna has to select some powerful personalities and name them demons so they can fight with him to enjoy the ability of fighting. He did that for his pleasure. So he's equal. He's equal to everyone. Even though envy cannot be used in Krishna, Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, but Shishupala attained salvation. Being envious of Krishna, he attained salvation. Rupa Goswami described it in Nectar of Devotion. Krishna is very kind to all living entities, even those who are very envious of him. In due course of time, due to envy, they also attain salvation. So Krishna is equal to everyone. No one is outside Krishna's mercy, because we are his children. Everyone is enjoying the fruitive reactions of his own work, and the Lord, within everyone's heart, is observing and giving everyone the desired result. A sincere devotee should never be envious of anyone, because whatever is our situation, good or bad, we worked for it. We may have forgotten, but Krishna never forgets. He said in Bhagavad Gita, Anumanta Padrasta, I see everything and everyone. I see all. Therefore, because I witness everyone's activities, I am
the permitter, and gives permission for everything to take place. Krishna gives permission. Without Krishna's sanction, nothing can work. So whatever happens to a devotee, it means what? That Krishna sanctions it. Otherwise, it will never take place. Therefore, devotees are very careful not to complicate their situations again. Whatever we are experiencing, it is due to our sinful activities. Krishna never imposes anything upon us. We worked for it. Since we work for it, we have to enjoy the result, either good or bad. But we should not complicate our situation again, because due to our sinful activities, we have the same, we have the present experience. So devotees are very careful in all their activities. They're so careful, they don't want to complicate it, they want to increase it. We simply work to decrease our sinful activities and become perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness. However, just as the devotees are always anxious to see the Supreme Lord satisfied in every way, similarly, the Supreme Lord is very anxious to present himself before his devotees. Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritanaya sadunam vinasaya chaduskritam dharma samsanarpataya sambhavami juge juge, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, and as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advance myself millennium after millennium. Krishna's appearance is for his devotees. Devotees have deep-rooted desire to serve Krishna. And serving Krishna sincerely from their heart, they desire always to have Lord Krishna's presence. Therefore, to answer the call of the devotees, Krishna appeared in different forms, at different times, different millennium. It's for the pleasure of his devotees that Krishna is coming. Not just to kill demons. That can be done by the weapons we are already manufacturing. Krishna does not have to come. We are already preparing for our annihilation ourselves. There are so many ways Krishna can destroy all the demons. We are manufacturing so many powerful weapons. Bad habit. The bad habit we are creating in this material is enough to kill, to create so many diseases that can take care of us. So, Krishna's coming is not just coming to kill demons. That is a secondary thing. Krishna comes to give pleasure to his devotees. And devotees are very happy to see the Supreme Worshipful Lord appearing before them. And we feel very happy when our Salvation Master appears and is present before us. We are very happy. Because in this way we can get his blessings. We can have opportunity to physically serve him. His presence will dominate our life in Krishna consciousness and make Krishna consciousness very simple, very easy. So we are very happy to see that. In the same way, we are very happy, pure devotees are happy to see Lord Krishna appear before them and giving them pleasure by constantly encouraging them in their spiritual duties and empowering them to continue their Krishna conscious activities. So, devotees are very happy to see Krishna, and Krishna is also very happy to see his devotees. In this way, he is coming, as has appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. Hare Krishna. There's some comments.
or question?
Hare Krishna.
You said rightly that devotees are under the jurisdiction of Krishna. But devotees may be classified in four categories, like Kanishta, Madhyam, Uttam Adhikari, and ex-devotees, those who have stopped devotion. So are these four categories belong to Krishna? First of all, we have to define the devotee, no? So who is taken care of by Lord Krishna?
Can you repeat the last part?
Devotees can be classified as Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam, and also ex-devotees, those who are no more devotees now. They were devotees but not now. So all these four categories are taken care of by Krishna?
Yes. Devotee is a devotee. Either is Kanista or Madhyam or Uttam is a devotee. As far as he has taken or she has taken shelter of Krishna, has given himself, keeping the four devotee principles, do some service and the chanting 16 rounds, it's a devotee. Krishna is taking care of that person, not Durga. It's directly under the shelter of Krishna. So whatever happens to such a devotee, we should understand that this is Krishna's arrangement for my progress in Krishna consciousness. The same thing may happen to someone who is not a devotee, but that is punishment, it is karma. For one who is practicing in Krishna consciousness, even though he is not yet or she is not yet a pure devotee, but as far as he is following the order of the spiritual master, four regulative principles is kept, sisiran is minimum, his chanting, and has a fixed service in Krishna consciousness for Krishna, either Kanista or Madhyam or Uttam, he is under Krishna directly, not under Durga.
Ex-devotees, no. Ex-devotees.
Ex-devotees.
Ex-devotees. Those who were devotees before, but now not practicing devotion. They go to Durga's jurisdiction.
Those who are not practicing.
Those who are devotees.
Oh. They were devoted before, then they stop. Even in practicing before, and has practiced for some time, and he has stopped. So, he's back to Maya, so he's back to Durga. The one who has practiced before, Krishna will keep it. Now, all the sinful activities due under Durga, Durga also will take care of that. Sometimes when we take to Krishna consciousness, they will see some devotees are having legal complications. What is that? It's karma, according to nectar of devotion. If rain is falling, right? We have a house, rain is falling. If you are not inside the house, you are standing outside the house, even though you have a house, rain would beat you, right? Even though we take to Krishna consciousness and we don't practice again, after some time, we are back to Maya, Durga would deal with us.
Thank you.
If you are under Krishna, Krishna will take care. If you are outside there, Durga will take care. There are two ways, either Krishna or Durga. No alternative. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, no doubt, is bound by the pure love of his devotees.
Yes.
But don't you think for a pure devotee, it is embarrassing to know that Krishna is being controlled by them, that means by pure devotees?
If it is not...
See... Krishna is bound by the love of pure devotees.
Yes.
But for a pure devotee, don't you think it is embarrassing for him to feel that Krishna is controlled by them?
It's a good question. Thank you. They say pure devotees, that Krishna has selected them. Due to their pure bhakti to control him, they don't feel embarrassed. But Yashoda will never feel embarrassed by telling Krishna, come and suck my breast, otherwise you will die out of hunger. She wouldn't feel embarrassed by that. She's happy to do that, because in transcendence, Bhakti Devi, Krishna Prem, has a nature that Krishna is controlled by Prem. It is not Krishna's fault to be controlled by Prem. It is not a devotee's fault to be so in that wonderful position. It is not. It's the natural way Prema has to function. So devotees who are on that platform, they never feel embarrassed. But devotees who are less than that, they will feel embarrassed. Like Devaki will never tell Lord Krishna, bring my shoe. Vasudev will never do that. But Nanda Maharaj will do that. Mother Yashoda will do that. Kunti Devi will never do that. She will feel embarrassed. Therefore, Krishna never looked at her feet. Krishna looked at the knee, not at her feet, because she would feel embarrassed due to the quality of the bhakti that they possess. So, on our level, we will feel embarrassed. But on that level, they will not feel, because that's how they function. They can't do otherwise.
Yes, I have one comment. That was same question Prabhuji he asked, and he also quoted that Durva Samani and Lord Krishna, he replied, Aham Bhakta Paradhina Nahi Satantri Vatija Sadhvi Krasta Hudayam Bhaktari Bhakta Janapriya. So Lord, he says that I am controlled by devotees. Why I am controlled by devotees? Then the next verse says that Basi Kurvanti Mam Bhaktya Sat Spri Jatha Sat Pati. So as a chaste wife controlled her husband by dedicated service, similarly my devotee also controlled me. So we can understand a chaste wife and general wife means who is very puffed up. So there is a diversion, a puffed up wife and husband relation. There is some focus. But a royal husband and chaste wife, there is a relation, loving relation, service attitude. So the Lord also reciprocated. Jai jathamang prapadyante tam jathaiva bhajanyam. So the love is there, the chasteness is there. So accordingly, Lord also reciprocates.
Yes. According to the intimacy of our relationship, the rasa is different. It's sweeter. Therefore, the pure devotees, they don't feel embarrassed. They are happy. They are satisfied in that way. It's sweet. For Krishna to taste that, it is not because of a fear of cancer. A Krishna left from the Vrindavan. It is for intimacy. that he left Mathura and went to Vrindavan. Because in Mathura there is knowledge of Krishna's supremacy is in Mathura. Oh, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Here, Vasudeva and Devaki are folding their hands and praying to Krishna as the supreme. This cannot give Krishna complete pleasure. And then he left that for his pure devotees who can give him that without their bhakti. Their bhakti is controlling gyan. In Mathura, gyan is controlling bhakti. Gyan is covered by bhakti in Mathura. Sorry. In Vrindavan, prema covers gyan. In Mathura, gyan is covering bhakti. So Krishna left Mathura and he went to Vrindavan. There he has full independence to enjoy the rasa to the ultimate, which he cannot get in Mathura. So Yashoda will not be embarrassed, as he did it perfectly. even though Krishna did so many activities which he did outside, that he was recognized as the supreme personality of Godhead, when he did the same thing in Mathura, sorry, in Vrindavan, he didn't show. As Lord Nrisimhadev, and that for everyone understood, oh, this is supreme personality of Godhead. But Vamandev, that for everyone understood, oh, this is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna did the same activity when he destroyed the cat with his toe. But nobody took him to be the supreme personality. Oh, it is not Krishna who did the some demigod did that, not our son. Our son Krishna, he is not the one who did it. But he did. Because the prema is supreme. He controls everything, covers everything. That whatever he does, it is only to give pleasure. There's a difference. So when you get to that realm, there is no embarrassment. You feel very happy.
Maharaji previously told that Lord says that you are my eternal enemy to Jarasandha. So how it is possible that Lord says same time Samaham Sarvabhute Sunname Dosyasthi Na Priya? So the Lord also deal according to the devotee's desire, or he has some one desire?
Krishna reciprocates with his devotees as they want, as they like. Jarasandha has deep-rooted envy towards Krishna. He always think about Krishna, how to fight him. So Krishna says, I'm your eternal enemy, because you only like to fight me. You know, because Krishna has that. He's reciprocating what Jarasandha has in his mind. So he told him like that. He introduced himself like that.
But when the Lord went to become Santidut and he went to Duryodhan, that time he also chastised to Duryodhan, because you are my enemy, so I cannot eat here, I cannot take your offering, because you think Arjuna is your enemy, so that you are also my enemy, because I have the friendship with Arjuna. So similarly, he also telling to Jarasandha that the same
thing in the material world. We have a language, friend and enemy. But not in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, we don't have friends and enemies. In the material world, we have friends and we have enemies. So Krishna used the same word for us. So we can understand that. He's using our word. But for him, what is enemy? What is a friend? He's taking care of everyone. If you are my enemy, how can I maintain you? But Krishna is maintaining everyone. So who can be his enemy? It is just for his pastimes in the material world. Only that.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare. Suppose a devotee, after sincerely practicing sadhana bhakti, he elevates himself up to greater level, and by a misfortune or bad association, somehow or other, he falls down and engaged in material activity. And during that time, Krishna personally takes care of that devotee, or his maya shakti, or that time he remains which he becomes influenced by which modes of nature?
If a devotee practices Krishna consciousness for some time, and due to bad association, he falls down and he's back to material life. Will Krishna still protect him at that time? What was the question?
Krishna directly at that time also takes charge of him, or Maya, he deals with Maya. And which he remains in which modes of nature, becomes influenced by.
So, if that question reminds us about Ajamil's life. Right? He was a nice devotee, but he was a good brahmana. He was not just a whimsical devotee. He was really good brahmana. He practiced very nicely, very sincerely, very seriously. In fact, it is said that at that time we can't find fault with Ajamila's practice. Was so sincere and dedicated in this practice. Then, due to bad association, he fell down. Krishna considered all the wonderful activities he practiced before. Krishna looked at the quality of his practice. Even though he was now so sinful in other activities, Krishna never forget what he has done before. Therefore, to show him mercy, being equal to everyone, he gave him the intelligence to name his son Narayan, and he made him to be very attached to the boy. It is all Krishna's mercy because of his powerful practice, the quality. See, if our practice is up to that level, Krishna will do the same thing for us. If it is not up to that level, that in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna described what will happen to us. We will go to heaven and enjoy the result and fall back here in an aristocratic family or a family of a brahmana. And he continued from there. So, at the time one is practicing Krishna consciousness, we are under Krishna. At the time we are not inside Krishna consciousness, we are still under Durga. That means that everything we do there will be monitored, be recorded, and we will pay for it. Even if we become a devotee eventually in the future, we will still pay for it. When you see, here we are practicing the same thing, 16 and the same Hare Krishna mantra we are chanting, the same scripture we are reading, the same spiritual master, the same temple, the same prasadam, everything is the same. But our advancement are not the same level. Why? Because of our background. Krishna, look at our background. Some, the regulating principle is very, very simple, very easy. For some, very difficult. Why? It's our background. Depends on what we have been, how we have been in the past. We're coming to Krishna consciousness. For some, chanting is very easy, very simple, is sweet. For some, it's very bitter. Not tasty. No taste. No attachment. Right? Due to our background. So, whatever we do, we are going to pay for it. No one is independent. Only Krishna is independent and his pure devotees. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi, Srila Krishna Prabhupada ki, Jai.